This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about pneumococcal vaccines. Pneumococcal disease is a leading cause of preventable illness and death in the United States, and it is preventable with a vaccine. Now, anyone can get pneumococcal diseases, but some people are at greater risk than others. People 65 years and older, the very young, people with certain health problems, which I'll describe in detail later, people with a weakened immune system, and smokers. Pneumococcal disease can lead to serious infections of the lungs, of the bloodstream, and of the brain, such as meningitis. Pneumococcal pneumonia kills about 1 out of 20 people who get it. Bacteremia kills about 1 person in 5, and meningitis about 3 people in 10. So this is a serious condition. Treatment of pneumococcal infections with penicillin and other drugs used to be more effective, but some strains of the disease have become resistant to these drugs. This makes prevention of the disease through vaccination even more important. So who should get the pneumococcal vaccine? First of all, everyone 65 years of age and older, anyone below the age of 65 who has a long-term chronic health problem, such as heart disease, lung disease, smokers, sickle cell disease, diabetes, alcoholism, cirrhosis, leaks of cerebral spinal fluid, or cochlear implants. Also, if someone has a disease or condition that lowers their body's resistance to infection, such as certain types of blood disorders, kidney disorders, being on steroids long-term, certain cancer drugs or radiation therapy, it's really recommended to get a pneumococcal vaccine to protect you. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our staff to your listeners. Here is my wife, Carol.
We've been serving our Coastside community for over 20 years and have enjoyed every minute of it. There are a lot of happy smiles in town to prove it. Please meet Sandy Ginocchio.
Hi, I work alongside of Dr. Shepherd. We make a great team. Your comfort and well-being is our utmost goal. Here is another one of our team members, Donna Murphy.
As a dental hygienist, my job is to keep your teeth clean and plaque-free. Your visit will be an enjoyable one. I guarantee it. Ileana is another dental hygienist on our staff.
Hello, my name is Ileana. I also help keep your teeth clean and healthy. That's what I do, and I love serving our patients. Hope to see you soon, but the first person you will see when you visit us is Chris Granahan.
Hi, I'm the first person you see when you come in. I look forward to meeting and working with you.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So I've been talking about the pneumococcal vaccine, and people might wonder, well, do I need to get this every year like a flu vaccine? The answer is no. Usually only one dose of the pneumococcal vaccine is needed, but under certain circumstances, a second dose may be given. For example, a second dose is recommended for people 65 years old who got their first dose when they were younger than 65, and it's been more than 5 years since the first dose. So they get a booster. Also, a doctor may recommend a second dose for high-risk patients if it's been 5 years since the first dose. Some people should not get the pneumococcal vaccine. Anyone who's ever had a life-threatening allergic reaction to it should never get another dose. Anyone who has severe allergies to components of the vaccine should not get it, so you need to talk to your doctor. If you're moderately or severely ill, you cannot get the vaccine. You have to wait till your health improves. Also, there's no evidence that the pneumococcal vaccine is harmful to a pregnant woman or the fetus, but as a precaution, women should get the pneumococcal vaccine before they become pregnant. About half the people who get pneumococcal vaccine have mild side effects, such as redness or pain where the shot was given. Less than 1% of people develop a fever, muscle aches, or more severe local reactions on their arm. Now, a vaccine, like any medicine, could cause a serious reaction, but the risk of a vaccine causing a serious harm is extremely small. So how can you learn more about pneumococcal vaccine? Well, you can ask your doctor. They can give you the vaccine package insert. You can also call the San Mateo County Health Department, or you can contact the Centers for Disease Control at 1-800-232-4636 or check out their website at www.cdc.gov/vaccines. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.